It's Friday, December 10th, 2010, a gray, overcast morning in Oroville. Perhaps you can hear the rain falling. The weather forecast shows continuing thunderstorms, a low temperature of 25 degrees and a high of 30. The wind is calm. Throughout the weekend, it looks like more of the same. World Human Rights Day today, December 10th at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. 5 p.m. until 6, a meditation with visiting monks from Mirik Monastery from northeastern India. Your eyes, take care of your precious eyes. The world-famed Aravind Eye Hospital in Abhishekapakkam, Pondicherry, is offering, as usual, a free eye checkup, but this time with minimal waiting time for all Aurovillians on Tuesday afternoon between 2 and 4:30 p.m. Anybody wanting to have their eyes checked, please contact the Health Fund by phone 262-2123 on Tuesday or Thursday between 9 and 11 a.m. or come to their office at the same timing upstairs, Health Center, Quilipayam. One needs a paper from the Health Fund in order for the status of Aurovillian to be confirmed. This offer, by the way, is good for everyone, not only for the members of the Oroville Health Fund. Name change. Well, after a consensus process involving the U.S. Pavilion Group, the Oroville International USA, and International Zone Group, a changed name for what was called the American Pavilion eventually evolved. Since it's Truth or the Abyss, this needed to happen because the place was neither American nor a pavilion. It's a dormitory. Originally built as a first step towards the U.S. Pavilion, but plans for the International Zone changed after it was built. The present site is now partly designated for the European Plaza. International House, that's the dormitory, which, by the way, is not a guest house, remains a project of Oroville International USA, which is funding new construction. The new buildings are an experiment, using recycled materials for construction in keeping with the intention of the first structure to be as sustainable and eco-friendly as possible. The name International House was publicly declared on November 25th, Thanksgiving Day, with much gratitude to the students and faculty of the University of Washington, Seattle, who began the construction with a grant, and the many other volunteers and Aurovillians who worked on this first stage. Oroville International USA made it all possible by making connections with the university and continuing to do fundraising for the project nonstop. The real American Pavilion, including all the countries in North and South America, has been designated for the Matramandi Nursery Darkali part of the International Zone. Aikido, a martial art, created in the 1920s by Morihei Ueshiba, a master who attained the highest level in traditional Japanese martial arts. There are no competitions in Aikido. An aggressor's attack is stopped without harming or injuring him or her. Aikido is a path which inspires for the unity of mankind, the unification of the self with the universe, the union of spirit and matter. And seen as such, and in the perspective of the integral development of the being, as emphasized by Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, it's no wonder that Aikido has always been greatly valued in Oroville. A group practice has been ongoing for quite some years. For more information, contact Christo 262-2356 or Surya 262-3813. The purpose and goal of life is not suffering and struggle, but an all-powerful and happy realization. All the rest is but a painful illusion. Thus spake the Mother. You've been listening to Oroville Radio. Malanka on microphone, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahalom in studio. For questions, comments, feel free to contact OrovilleRadio.org. And we thank you for listening.